Hi, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. Continuing 1 Corinthians 13. So we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, that which is in part disappears. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. This is a continuation of this concept of us knowing everything rather than acting loving and prophesying as if we can somehow figure out things so we don't necessarily have to be loving because we just know how things are going to work out. It's like Groundhog Day. We know exactly how things are going to work out, so we just act accordingly. But when completeness comes, that which is in part disappears. What is completeness? In this circumstance, what is the Apostle Paul talking about in completeness? What we're talking about is love, the idea of being complete, to be loving in all the aspects that we've already talked about, patience, kind, not boasting, not being proud, being slow to anger, persevering, protecting, trusting, hoping, all of those things. That's completeness. We strive to know everything, you know. It's amazing how many people I meet, and I've been guilty of this, so I'm not saying I'm not in this as well. But so many people that I've met who can read books on various aspects of whatever they want, success in business or health or whatever, but they just can't seem to manifest it. They know it, but they're not doing it. The same is true for people who know a lot about love and who read a lot about love, but inside they're seething because they hate people. All of this is going to disappear when we're complete. All of those attempts are going to disappear. Nothing is going to be faked. It's going to be genuine. You know, I've said before that a couple of years ago, and actually into this year, I've been rereading How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. People have crapped on that book for years, saying that it's manipulative and everything else. It's not manipulative because what you're doing is you're talking to people about what is important to them. And that's usually themselves. And the other thing is, when you do that, it takes the stress off you because you don't have to worry about talking about you. That's what I like about it. When I show up, I don't have to think, okay, what am I going to say about me and what am I going to tell them? I think about, what is it about them that I want to learn? You know, the old saying of, there are two types of people. One person walks into the room and goes, I'm here. And then there's the type of person who goes, here. That's what How to Win Friends and Influence People teaches you. And How to Win Friends and Influence People is, it does have techniques. The thing is that after you've been doing it for a while, it becomes genuine. In other words, when I walk into the dry cleaners, I really do care about Sophie, the lady who works there, and I ask her how she's doing and what's going on with her family. Now, in the past, I may have just been, here's my phone number, give me my dry cleaning. But I started really wanting to take an interest in her. And what's interesting is my whole day's better. Let me say that again. My whole day's better. When I spend my day trying to make other people's days better, my day gets better. It just works. And it's true for everybody. So all this stuff that you're trying is going to disappear because at some point it's going to become genuine. It's going to become who you are. You're going to live and be more loving. And I know you can do it. And you can do it today. Enjoy today. And we'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.